వందే పరమానంద మాధవం శ్రీగురుజన తరుణం శ్రీ చైతన్యైశ్వరం నమం విష్ణు పదా కృష్ణ పృష్టాభూతుల శ్రీమతి సో టుడే విల్ హియర్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 5 చాప్టర్ 19 టెక్స్ట్ 8 ఆన్ ది సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్ ది ఐలాండ్ ఆఫ్ జంబూద్వీప్ ఓం నమ భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమ భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమ భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ సురాసుర వాపి అథవా నర నరః సర్వాత్మనా సుకృతిజ్ఞ ఉత్తమం భజతే రామం మనుజాకృతం హరి భజతే రామం మనుజాకృతిం హరి జ ఉత్తరాన్ అన్నాత్ కుశలాన్ దివం ఇతి సురాసుర వాపి అథవా నర నరః translation by Srila Prabhupada. therefore whether one is a demigod or a demon or a man or a creature other than man, such as beast or bird, everyone should worship Lord Ramachandra, the supreme personality of Godhead, who appears on this earth just like a human being. There is no need of great austerities or penance to worship the Lord, for he accepts even a small service offered by his devotee. Thus he is satisfied, and as soon as he is satisfied, the devotee is successful. Indeed, Lord Sri Ramachandra, brought all the devotees of Ajodhya back home, back to Godhead, Vaikuntha, purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Sri Ramachandra is so kind and merciful to his devotees that he is very easily satisfied by a little service rendered by anyone, human or not. This is the special advantage of worshipping Lord Ramachandra, and there is the same advantage in worshipping Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Krishna and Lord Ramachandra, in the manner of Kshatriyas, sometimes showed their mercy by killing asuras. But Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awarded love of God without difficulty even to the asuras. All the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but especially Lord Ramachandra, Lord Krishna, and later Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered many of the living entities present before them. Indeed, almost all of them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is therefore represented in the six-armed form of Shadabhuja Murti, which is a combination of Lord Ramachandra, Lord Krishna, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The best purpose of human life can be fulfilled by worshipping the Shadabhuja Murti, the form of the Lord with six arms, two arms of Ramachandra, two arms of Krishna, and two arms of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. I need some watch. There is no clock here. Ah, where? Oh, there. Better put it here, no? Sankarsan Prabhu, the speaker can see. So, okay. The chapter name is Island of Jambudvip. But subject matter is on Ramachandra. And purport Prabhupada saying about Mahaprabhu. It's all three different topics. So, subject matter, glorify the island of Jambudvip, but at the beginning, some or other, the prayers of Hanuman, the glorification of Ramachandra is there. But Prabhupada writing two, three lines on Ramachandra, then immediately he is jumping to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, magnanimity. Very interesting. So as all of you know, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has unlimited form, anadi ananta rupam. Though we know ekameva adityam, Parambrahma is one, but still he has manifested in unlimited form to release unlimited rasa or bhava. So among the unlimited forms of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Akandasila Rupa Goswami, Laghu Bhagavatamrita explains, among all these Bhagavat Swarup, different forms of God, the Paravasta incarnation or Paravasta form, the highest form of God is Narasimha, Ramchandra and Krishna. So that doesn't mean these are big gods and all the small gods, not like that. All are Parambrahma, all are complete, but in different Bhagavat Swarup, different, they are fully full of energy, full complete. But different Bhagavat Swarup, different Bhagavat Swarup, different amount of energy or potency has manifested. Or the varieties, variegatedness in his, their pastimes, in different incarnation, just see Matsyavatar. The varieties of pastimes of Matsyavatar differs to the varieties of pastimes of Ramchandra. So, Shastra explains, the bottom line of Parambrahma is Nirakar Brahma, where there is no manifestation of any energy. Nisaktika, no Shakti has been, no variegatedness. Then the highest manifestation is Krishna. Then in between Nirakar Brahma and Krishna, all other Bhagavat Swarups, they remain. So among unlimited Bhagavat Swarups, Narasimha Bhagavan, Ramchandra, then Krishna Chandra. They're the topmost, Paravasta, called Paravasta. Para, para avasta, highest them, there's nobody else. But among them, Krishna is very special. Why Krishna is special? Among unlimited incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Billamangal, he is writing that Santu Avatara Bahava Pankaja Navasa Sarvata Bhadra. Let there be unlimited. Yeah, I have to put my mouth into the microphone. Somehow I sit here, I cannot catch the sound. So, yeah, I have to speak like this. It varies for you, but for me, it is not, you know. I will meditate what I speak, or meditate what I have to put my microphone. So, Santu Avatara Bhava Pankaja Navasya. Let there be unlimited numbers of forms of Pankaja Nava, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarvata Bhadra, they are all auspicious. They are all great. They are very nice. But Krishna Anna Kopi Pramada Bhavati, Ko Latasyopi Pramada Bhavati. But except Krishna, who else can give prema to anybody? Then he entered into Saraju River and all Ajodhya people followed him. They all entered into Saraju River and straight went back to Ajodhya, means original Ajodhya. Can you imagine if that would happen? That is how Ramchandra delivered. And Prabhupada has mentioned, indeed Lord Ramchandra brought all the devotees of Ajodhya back home, back to Godhead. This is how he entered into Saraju River with all people, citizens of his Kosal, his kingdom. And through the river, they entered the river and went back to Vaikuntha planet, Ajodhya Dham. So of course, Ramchandra is very magnanimous, very merciful. But one thing we should understand, that why even Parambrahma Ekameva Aditya, why he has manifested himself in unlimited form? The reason he has manifested in unlimited form is that he wants to, because he is Bhagavan, he wants to release unlimited bhava, unlimited rasa, the mellows. It's like in our case, we have one body, in one body we release everything. But for God, each thing he manifests one specific body and he enjoys different rasa, different bhava in specific form. As we say, Ramchandra Maryada Purushatam, to establish rules, regulations, dharma. Krishna Lila Purushatam, he came to break all the dharma. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his Audarya, his Lila Purushatam, his Lila, Prema Purushatam. Ramchandra Maryada Purushatam, and Krishna Chandra Lila Purushottama, and Gaura Chandra is Prema Purushottama. So different form, they enjoy different aspects of the rasa or bhava. Though there are unlimited mellows, by the combination of five main mellows, Santa, Dasa, Sakha, Vatsala, Madhur, and unlimited bhavas, but three bhavas are very important. Aishwarya Bhava, Madhurya Bhava, and Audarya Bhava. Okay? So Aishwarya Bhava been exhibited in Vaikuntha in the form of Narayan, or in Dwaraka in the form of Krishna. And but in Vrindavan is Madhurya Bhava. And in Navadvip Dham is Audarya Bhava. Audarya means magnanimity. So these different forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, though they are complete, they are all Purna, but they are specifically, they exhibit a specific quality to the highest degree. In Narayan, highest degree of opulence. In Krishna, highest degrees of sweetness. In Gauranga Mahaprabhu, in this specific form, he manifests highest degree of magnanimity. When we say in Vaikuntha is more Aishwarya, that does not mean Golok Vrindavan is no Aishwarya. They are not in some dirty village, cowherd villages are there like that. As we see now, Mulla or Ghospada, it's not like that. There's a lot of Aishwarya, much more Aishwarya than Vaikuntha. But Vaikuntha is called Aishwarya Dham. More Aishwarya opulence in Goloka Vrindavan than Vaikuntha. But the mood is sweetness, Madhurya Bhava. The Aishwarya does not predominate there. The sweetness or Madhurya Bhava manifests so much that reduces the Aishwarya, and that is the highest form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because in other places like Vaikuntha or Mathura in Dwaraka, the devotees, they see the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the loving relationship becomes reduced. That's a Krishna saying, Aishwarya Sithila Prame Nahi Mora Priti. Those that have developed love unto me, when that love reduces because of by seeing my opulence, I don't enjoy that. But in Vrindavan, the sea opulence of Krishna, but they don't accept. That is not because of Krishna, it's because of me. We are the great, not he is not the great. Or if he is the great, okay, he is a very strong boy. He is a Mahapurush. Or he may be blessed by all the demigods. Maybe he is a demigod. That is the mood. They can't see the Aishwarya. So that is Aishwarya Bhava. But Navadvip Dham, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Audarya. Very magnanimous, very merciful. So when we say Gauranga Mahaprabhu is merciful, that does not mean all other incarnations are cruel. They are not merciful. They are also merciful. They are also merciful. There are so many aspects we can describe how magnanimous Ramchandra is. Just imagine how merciful Ramchandra, just to deliver all the saintly personalities. He gave up his kingdom, all comfort life, along with Sita Devi, went to forest. What a trouble he took. His magnanimity shows how he gave shelter even if to the monkeys. Most difficult animals, the monkeys. But he gave shelter to them also. So many ways you can glorify to see how great, how merciful is Ramchandra. To see how merciful is Krishna. Sukadev Goswami is saying, such surprising. Aho Bakyayam Sthanakala Kutam. This Bakki, the sister of Bakasura Putana, she came to kill Krishna. She came to kill Krishna by feeding her breast milk, smearing poison on her breast. But just see how merciful is Krishna. He rewarded her, giving her position, motherly position in Golok Vrindavan. Isn't it a magnanimity? So merciful. But our acharyas, they defeat the magnanimity of any other Bhagavad Sarup. and establish the magnanimity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Few instances I will give you. The first instance is magnanimity of Krishna compared to magnanimity of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. The same Bhagavan, that is the first I clarified. I have no offense to Krishna, Ramchandra, glorifying Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Because this specific form is Audarya Bhava. Sarathar is saying, Krishna is very merciful. But how his magnanimity has manifested? He is telling people that Sarva Dharman Paritajya Mam Ekam Sranam Braja. Our Acharya is comparing magnanimity of Krishna and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Krishna is saying, Sarva Dharman Paritajya Mam Ekam Sranam Braja. You give up everything. Simply surrender unto me. That's it. What shall I do for you in reciprocation? Any of you know what Krishna said? Huh? Deliver from what? That's it. I give up everything. Surrender unto you. Oh, I'll make you free from sinful reaction. What a big deal it is. Is it a big deal? To become free from sinful reaction? Yes? Is that the goal of life? Is that the success of life? And Krishna saying, you drop everything. Fully surrender unto me. And I will make you free from sinful reaction. This is not Krishna. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu, whether you surrender to me or not to me, I will run after you. I will catch hold of your hair. I will not only simply make you free from sinful reaction. I am here not to give you liberation. I am here not to send you to Vaikuntha. I will give you Brahmara Dullaha Vastu, something rare to be obtained by Brahma, that is Krishna Prem. You understand? That is the difference in magnanimity. People run away. People run away. But Mahaprabhu will run behind them to give this mercy. In all other incarnations, the people, they try, endeavor, run after God to be delivered. To Mahaprabhu case, the God runs after the devotees to deliver them. That is magnanimity. When I go to Western countries, most of congregation devotees now there in America, I tell them one instance, see, 1 minus 1, how much is 1 minus 1? How much? Zero. Not true. Actually, 1 minus 1 is 1. This mathematics of material world, 1 minus 1 is 0. But in Vaikuntha, 1 minus 1 is 1. Om Purnamadha, you guys are always chanting now. Om Purnamadha, Purnamadam, Purnat, Purnamadachase, Purnasa, Purnamadaya, Purnamabhasisate. Here, 1 minus 1 is 0. Vaikuntha, 1 minus 1 is 1. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Dham, 1 minus 1 is 2. That is interesting. It's two. How it is two? Chaitanya Charitamrita explains. The Gaur Nityananda brought Golokair Premadhan Harinam Sankirtan from Golok Vrindavan. Abadha Karuna Sindhu Katiya Muhana Ghare Ghare Bule Prema Amiyarvan. Their Karuna was stuck there. They made a canal and brought here. And what is the nature of this Golokair Premadhan? You distribute, one bucket of Premadhan is there. You take one lota Premadhan, it will not reduce one lota. You understand? It will not remain at the same. What will happen? It will increase the amount. So you have one bucket of water, with the nature, you take one lota, it will double. Then you take one lota, what will happen to the water? What will flood? So Mahapurusha's mercy is like that. More you distribute, it grows more and more. Just like people, they go to take bath in Ganga. Some people are so lazy, like me, I hardly go to take bath in Ganga. Then flood time, water comes here, you have to go to the temple with this much water. The speciality. So Mahaprabhu's magnanimity is like that. It runs, it floods from Mayapur to Kolkata, to Mumbai, to Middle East, to UK, goes all the way to America. And I tell to all the Indians, just see how merciful Mahaprabhu is. You all left India and you came to America to make money. But Mahaprabhu running behind you, catch hold of your hair, say, hey, where are you going? Take this Krishna prem. Now you are all here. This is magnanimity of Mahaprabhu. How merciful Mahaprabhu is. Okay, next magnanimity. Krishna delivered. He is so merciful. Even if he delivered Putana, not only delivered her from her sinful reactions, not only delivered, gave her liberation, not only sent her to Vaikuntha, Krishna sent her back to Goloka Vrindavan, giving motherly position, vatsala rasa. But our acharya is comparing now. Let us see the comparison of magnanimity of Krishna and magnanimity of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. When Krishna killed Putana, her family members were very happy. Oh, thank you, Krishna, you did a great favor. You send our mother back to Godhead. No, they're crying, oh, you're so cruel. How you can do like this? How bad is Krishna? They did not show their gratitude to Krishna. They're not happy Krishna did that. They're all crying, they're lamenting. Even if she received liberation, went back to Godhead, now after 5,000 years, we read in Bhagavatam. Who knows? Brajavasis, they did not understand that. Nobody could realize that. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered, he did not kill anybody. He did not kill anybody. Because Mahaprabhu came in this Kali Yuga, if he wants to kill to demons, then he has to kill everybody. I tell in Bengali class, our village children, they think when we say Rakhas, Asur, they think Rakhas, Asur means, see, you have big teeth, 10 heads, no, 20 hands, something like that. Oh, in ancient age, Rakhas and Asuras were there. But no, now we have Rakhas and Asuras are there also. They look very nice, with tie, suit, a boot, everything. But they're filled with Rakhas, Bhava is there. So Mahaprabhu is thinking, if I kill, I will kill everybody. So that's why Mahaprabhu said, I will not kill anybody, I will kill the demonic nature within their heart. Otherwise, I have to kill everybody. So magnanimity of Mahaprabhu excels. Magnanimity exhibited by any other Bhagavad Sarupa incarnation, including Rama and Krishna, even if Krishna came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, especially with this mood. I'll tell you, very soon, the why, what is the reason behind that no other incarnation could be so merciful, they're all God. What makes Gauranga Mahaprabhu so merciful? He's so merciful. Papi tapi jata chila harinama uddharila tar sakhi jagai madhaire. Papi tapi, whoever it was, Mahaprabhu delivered without killing. He did not kill Jagai Madhai. And how sinful they were. One Sri Jholina Japataka Maharaj is telling, there's no sinful activities that these two personalities, they have not committed. They are from Brahman families. They are all Puranas in their house. Actually, every day they would read Purana. You know why they would read Purana? In Purana says the list of all sinful activities. Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. Then they will make a list of all sinful activities and make sure they do these sinful activities. Yes. They make a list of all sinful activities. That life is successful if you make all the sinful activities. So that must, since sinful activities they are committing. And so much sinful activities they are committing. Yamaraj was surprised. Chaitanya Bhagavat Vrindavan Das Thakur describing, when Jagai Madhai were delivered, everybody could see, all Navadvipas could see, so sinful personalities. They become pure devotee, got Krishna Prem, shaved head, nice dhoti, Punjabi, sitting in Sirvasangan. No need of killing somebody, going back to Godhead, and after 5,000 years people read Bhagavad and understood, oh, Krishna is so merciful. No. instant magnanimity. Everybody can see by their eyes. The news spread all over the universe. To see Chaitanya Chandra Daya Karaha Vichar, the magnanimity of Chaitanya Chandra, analyze, meditate upon the magnanimity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Chandra Daya Karaha Vichar, Vichar Karle Chitta Pavet Chamatkar. So nice, so surprising. The news spread all over the universe. All the demigods, Indra, Chandra, Varuna, everybody came to see. Yamaraj was so surprised. He also came from Yamalaka to see. And took darshan of deliverance of Jagai Madhai. Very happy, so merciful Lord. Then they're all going back to their respective planets. Dham, Chandra Loka, Indra Loka, Yamalaka, riding on their chariots. And all the demigods they saw, Yamaraj's chariot got stuck somewhere. Not moving anymore. So all demigods are thinking, what happened? Yamaraj's vehicle got tire puncture or no fuel, what is happening? But that doesn't happen to the demigods' vehicles. And they all gathered there. Yamaraj lying fainted and Chitragupta sitting there helplessly. The demigod said, what happened to Yamaraj? Chitragupta saying, when we are going back to our residence, Yamaraj asked me, tell me, how much pious activities these guys have done? They could get Krishna Prem? Or how much sinful activities they have committed? So I told Yamaraj, oh my dear Yamaraj, your office did unnecessary labor of maintaining the records of all these activities. Throw all those records into Ganges. What is the use of all these records? These fellows have received Krishna Prem. What is it? Rare to obtain a Brahman Shiva. And you are telling me to tell you how much simple activities they have committed. How can I tell you? I should tell you one thing. When these guys are committing sinful activities, you see, Yamaraj, he has many reporters. They bring the reports. This simple activity, that simple activity. He has 100,000s of reporters. Then he has record keepers also. They write, writing. No? So, the writers, they sometimes become very angry and come to stick to beat these reporters. What you guys are doing? They're bringing so much reports. We can't write sitting so much here. No? The reporters say, what can we do? These people are doing simple activities. And so much simple activities are committing. The writers are getting fried and angry also. Just to give you hints, how much sinful activity they're committing. Then Chitragupta said, Yamaraj, how can I tell you how much sinful activity they have committed? We have go down warehouse full with that. If 100,000 people will engage, in 1 month they can finish reading. Just imagine how much writing they would have been done. You know why? Because unfortunately, in Yamaraj's office, he has no computer that time. It would make their life so easy. They would not have to write to make a go down fill up records. If computer they would have that time, with small chips, they could have given all the records. So sometimes I think in college, we are having computers, small chips, to keep the record of our activities, and college accordingly also, proportionately, we are committing much more simple activities now. So now to compete with this computer, so chips will be full also. So this I'm saying just to tell you how much the quantity and amount of sinful activities the Jagai Madhai they had committed. Then Yamaraj is meditating, oh really? So much sinful activities they committed. And this Gauranga Mahaprabhu has come. How can he become so merciful, so magnanimous? Not only he delivered these two personalities from their sinful reactions as he has promised, Ahamtam sarva papebhyo mukhyesai maasucha. You don't be worried, I'll make you free from all sinful reactions. Not only he made him free from sinful reactions, not only he gave him liberation, not only he sent him to Vaikuntha, he gave him Krishna Prem. It's very rare to obtain Krishna Prem. By meditating on the magnanimity of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Yamaraj fainted there. See, this is the how our acharyas analyzing and comparing the magnanimity of Gauranga Mahaprabhu with other Bhagavat Swarups. So merciful is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. As I have only 3 minutes more, 8:45 now, is warning here. So I'll tell you now. There are different things like this. There are 10 different points. I don't remember all the points. Our acharyas have explained by analyzing the magnanimity of Gauranga Mahaprabhu that how it makes special. Just like one I remember, that some other Bhagavat Swarup can give prema to different degree. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give Chira Adadatta Nijagupta Vitam Soprema Nama Mritamattu Taram. That something Chira Adadatta, which has never given before or for long, long time. That prema, nama and prema. As you have heard, Anarpita Charinchirat Karunaya Avatinna Kalau Samarpaitum Urnata Ujjala Rasasya Bhakti Sriyam. That specifies that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every incarnation, God gives some kind of prema also. That Urnata Ujjala Rasasya Bhakti Sriyam, that kind of Urnata, top, high class, the most brilliant prema standard is not given, as given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is very special. And then now I'll tell you to the end of my lecture that what makes Mahaprabhu so merciful. Mahaprabhu is Bhagavan, Krishna is Bhagavan, Rama is Bhagavan. They're all Sarvata Bhadra, they're all very auspicious. So our acharya is explaining the specific things what makes God so merciful. I have heard from a Vaishnava. I've not read in any book. That Vaishnava. It's a very nice analysis. He was telling that Ramchandra is very merciful. So merciful that he took all Ajodhyavasi directly back to Ajodhya. He's so merciful. He delivered all the animals also. When he was traveling Dandakaranya, even trees, this, that, they're getting also nice feelings. And he gave good opportunity to the rishis, all nice magnanimity. But one day, Ramchandra was moving with Sita Devi, and Ramchandra saw a big heap of mountains of skeletons, bones and skeletons. Then Ramchandra asked the nearby people, whose skeletons, bones are these? The nearby people said, they are the skeleton of all Muni rishis. All these rakshasas, they eat Muni rishis, and they're the skeletons and bones of Muni rishis. Ramchandra, when he heard this, was very angry. His eyes become red. His lips started to tremble in anger. He picked up his bow and arrows. He was so angry, bursting with anger. He said, right now, I'll finish all the demons and rakshasas. I'll wipe out from this earthly planet. How can that dare to kill all the Muni rishis like that? He became very, very angry. Then Sita Devi was sitting next to Ramchandra. He said, oh my lord, don't become so angry. Why become so angry? Because for Sita Devi, she is the mother of all the living entities, you know, whether demon or demigods, doesn't matter. They're all my children. We should not kill them like this. Then Ramchandra said, okay, you don't take your weapon, dhanushban, to kill. Okay, this incarnation, I will kill by weapons. For that I have come. But if you say, next incarnation when I come as Krishna, then I am sure, I promise you, I will not take any weapon in my hand. So Siddhartha was very happy. Then next incarnation, Rama appeared as Krishna. But in Vrindavan, he started killing again. Putana, Aghasur, Bakasur, killing again. Radharani said, hey, you told me not to kill, I will not kill. And Krishna said, I told you I will not take any weapon. I don't take any weapon. You will see, as long as Krishna was in Vrindavan, he did not kill anybody by Sudarshan Chakra. because he promised Sita Devi, I will not take any weapon. But he did not take any weapon. But he started again killing and killing and killing. Then Radharani said, you are still killing. No, I am killing, but I don't take weapon. The next time Radharani thought, then how to stop him killing? Then Radharani personally came within Krishna. So that is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So God merciful, very magnanimous, but Radharani makes Krishna more merciful. When Radharani came within Krishna's Gauranga Mahaprabhu, so that's why that magnanimity excels everything. That magnanimity of Gauranga Mahaprabhu excels the magnanimity of any other incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Bhagavan Sri Ramachandra ki, Bhagavan Sri Krishna Chandra ki, Gaura Pramanande, Hari Hari. I don't want to commit offense delaying dear prasadam, breakfast prasadam. Thank you so much.